Hey, do it, Justin.
Any DMH testing?
Any DMH? Any DMH testing?
RD mobile monitoring.
WDATX Mobile 14714. Good morning.
Good morning to Jim. It's Jim.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Jim. Happy Monday. Let the week begin.
Hey, it looks like a better Monday morning than most Monday mornings, so that's okay. It's been kind of, the radio's been pretty active this morning. I didn't talk to anybody, but I heard a bunch of people out there, so... people are out and about today, which is unusual.
The nicer the weather is, the more people are moving, wanting to be outside doing whatever. So I know I get. I actually helped the wife do some yard cleanup on yesterday. Saturday we went for a drive and brought the herd. And so it was a good weekend. And I actually, for probably about a couple hours, 2-3 hours, I sorted through more stuff for the swap down in Cadillac. I'm wondering if 3 tables is going to be enough.
Hey, well, you know, you can only keep it so, or carry so much in. That's the biggest problem. So, hey, very good getting the herd back. Any mechanical issues you got to deal with?
Nope, just lots of cleanup. The rodents had found a place to put some more seeds, so we had to do a little bit there, but I basically have to do that. I have to take some panels down and get the old shop back out and clean the heck out of it. It doesn't smell bad, which is, I'm grateful for, so I don't think they actually made any nests of any kind, but they were in there and they left some... traces that they were around, so we'll have to get some of that cleaned up, but that's a pretty minor detail. I figure probably about an hour or so, and I should have all that cleaned up.
Well, you're pretty good. 1 hour to take panels down, and, you know, I learned where the indoor air filter was behind the glove compartment. That took me a while to find, and that's where I found my, visitor's nest.
Yep, I always a good spot for it, I'll tell you that. I had to replace my air filter because once again they put seed down in the air intake, and I got all the seed vacuumed out of there. I did that Saturday before I brought it home, and once I did that, I was looking closer, and the actual air filter had marks of where they were at, and so I ended up replacing that on Saturday, stopped at AutoZone or Advance Auto or whatever, and replaced that air filter, so, which was like $15, not a big deal.
Okay, well, that was pretty good, other than, as you said, driving around, rattling around, it shouldn't be rattling around. I'd be little pockets of food.
You got it, so... I'm hoping this week it's going to be a combination of a couple things. One is getting that stuff cleaned out before Friday. And if everything goes well, if the weather's going to be really nice, we're probably going to take the hearse down to the swap. I'm going to have more room to throw my totes and stuff in and not have to be overly packed. And be able to take a nice leisurely ride down and enjoy the ride and do the swap and then enjoy the ride back, maybe even get a nice lunch / dinner on the way back, so.
Okay, is Kathy still committed to going? I was kind of interested a couple months ago when you mentioned that. Alpha Charlie Echo to go. QSY, I guess.
WAM.
NADMH mobile. 88WAM, NADMH mobile, 26.
88WAM. WAM.
We'll try that again. Any DMA mobile.
No, I'm better than
that. Yeah, you're not making it. Meet me on 86. All right, DMA. ACADG.
Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, listening on the, well, Petoskey right now.
NADMH Mobile, Holland.
Hi, Greg. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf, Petoskey, not Holland.
Jim, how's it going? We're going way south today.
Yeah, I think I heard Chi-Town, is that correct?
Yep. Schaumburg, to be exact.
Sounds like a Motorola class. Good luck.
Yeah, I think it's on the new DER repeaters. I have absolutely no idea what products by the way they're for. All I know is they're new. And they're sending me to go take a class.
Well, I'm not familiar with those, so you're more familiar than I am. I know Jeff went down there for a grounding class. Now, that sounded interesting for ham radio.
Yeah, he probably went down for R56. I've got an R56 class. However, mine is virtual, so I can see Travers for that one.
Okay, sir. Well, I won't hold you. Good to talk to you, and we'll listen for you on your return trip. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
I'm good, Jim. It's good to know that the hotspot's working, too. I'm cross-moding again. I'm using the mobile, and seems that the cellular hotspot is doing okay. Any DMH Mobile Holland?
CQ, Oscar Echo 5, Romeo Zulu Oscar. Anybody there? For small talk.
NADMH Mobile, Holland.
Hey, how about that? I get to talk to you twice in 1 week. How are you doing, Drake? Any YSS in the mobile?
Hey, John. We're headed to Chicago.
You have my sympathies.
Hey, it's on company time, so, yeah.
Well, we're up here. I'm over by Mayo. I'm taking a look at the tower because we're getting ready for the marathon. I was kind of wondering what kind of shape it was in. Also kind of being nosy about the damage over this way from the ice storm, that is.
Right. Yeah, I've been over that way since the storm. Not that far, anyway. I've been as far as Roscommon, I think. No, not even that far yet.
Well, Roscommon was pretty mild. They didn't get much of what we did farther north. I think a few people there got some power outages, but that's it. I'm going to jump out and grab a pitch. I'll be back in about 30 seconds.
Sounds good. I need DMH mobile.
Well, Drake, you going to Chicago for training?
That be correct.
Now, this is interesting. I didn't realize this system went that far south, or are you coming in Echolink?
I'm not even using Echolink. I'm using the digital patch. It's only set up for DMR, but I've got a hotspot in here that does cross mode, and I didn't get the DMR radio programmed up yet, but I'm cross-moding from System Fusion over to DMR, which is then going to the patch that's at my parents' place, and then sending it to analog.
Oh, that gets kind of complicated.
Hey, as long as it works, that's fine. But, yeah, so I'm just using the mobile radio here in the work van. And I've got a hotspot here in the van that I use to pin the hook up the full laptop and everything else in here. So I just have hotspot hooked up to the hotspot, or the Pi-Star hotspot hooked up to the cellular hotspot, which is getting me to the network.
Okay. Yeah, there's some damage over here. I'm right near the tower. It's interesting because it seems like there's stands of trees here and there that got it. It's not like just got mowed down all the way across. I think it depends a little bit on species, too. Like, some of them seem to be more brittle than others.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I know, what way did I go where I saw stuff? I was up in Gaylord, and I saw the vendor there, and I even made it up to Petoskey, and they've got most of it cleaned up over there now, but man, it was surprising to see some of the stuff I did.
Yeah, they did get it bad up by Gaylord and Petoskey. Ah, here we are. I just want to get out in the open so I can get a shot of the tower for pictures. Well, I'm going to jump out here for a few minutes. NAYSS.
NADMH Mobile, Southbound US 31.
NADMH, NAYSS, back for a few.
Yeah, John, we're still moving along. NADMH Mobile.
Is this in your Chicago? Is that a refresher course or something new or some new skill?
It's a new skill. It is a brand new product. I think it's the DVR repeater. I don't even know what product family it belongs to. I have no idea what mode it does. I guess I'm going to find out.
I was just going to ask you, what's its claim to fame, the new and improved part?
That's what I'm going to find out. So, I believe if I had to guess, it would probably be the replacement for the GTR 8000, which is the P25 over JP repeater that the entire state system is built on now. So if that's the case, this will be interesting.
It should be. It seems like last I heard that the current version of their 800 megahertz, they can't text, and the new, I thought I heard something about the new one, they should be able to do texting, which seems like it seems like a bit late to come to it. I mean, like, how long has that technology been out there?
You want to say that last part again? It was dropping out a little bit on my end, I think.
Oh, I just thought it was, I wondered if the new technology might be able to do text.
I believe so. I really don't know. But by the end of the week, I could tell you.
Yeah, maybe I'll be able to catch up with you next week or something. By the way, what do you think of your, let's see here, FTM, is it 510 or 520?
Yeah, 510. I really like it. I ended up getting the second one through the work van. And I'm using it right now. And the internal speaker on the control head is really nice. I still have my external speaker hooked up. However, you can set a low-pass filter on it. So you can kind of use it as like a subwoofer for your radio, if you will. So I've got the control head speaker doing all the mid and high frequencies, and then the external speaker is doing everything from mid and low. And everything sounds really good through it.
So how is it at picking up the weak analog signals?
It seems to do a little bit better than the 400 did. The preamp doesn't do a whole lot on VHF, however, it makes a pretty decent amount of difference on UHF. Usually when I'm running UHF repeaters, I'll turn that thing on, and it really does make a difference.
Okay, and what is that about? What was it, $40 or $100 more than the 500?
So all of the 510s come with the preamp. However, you have to either buy the ASP module, or you can buy it with it. The one I have at my apartment has ASP in it, and I'll tell you what, I was very surprised by how well that drops down the noise. It's really surprising. I tested it out on a more distant NOAA weather station up in Petoskey, and my noise floor at my apartment is pretty high, so I had a hard time, really picking it up. And it went from almost unintelligible to fully intelligible, and I was kind of blown away.
So the technology is worth the extra money.
If you do a lot of DXing, if you will, on 2 meters, yes.
Well, it seems like the story of my life. I've been out at the fringe.
It definitely helps. The only thing that sucks is when you use the ASP, it does not let you use an external speaker. It only lets you use the speaker that's built into the radio pack itself, and the control head speaker. You cannot use your external speaker with the ASP. It just shuts it right off when you enable it, which is kind of annoying.
I would think that is really strange. It's like, well, why not?
Right. I don't know. It's kind of interesting, but maybe a firmware update will fix that. It's still a pretty new radio, so... Anyway, but it's kind of neat. You can turn the ASP on and off manually, and turn the preamp on and off manually, or you can have it do it automatically. I don't use the automatic function because, like I said, it disables your external speaker, and I have an external speaker hooked up to that radio, so I kind of like using the external speaker. And I don't really use the ASP a whole lot. The time I'm working off of a repeater that is not super far away. So I don't use it a whole lot. And most of the time when I'm driving around in the work van, I'm not on the fringe. If I start to get on the fringe, I just switch to a different repeater.
Yeah, I think that's what I've done most of my life, but sometimes you get a QSO going with an old friend or somebody you'd like to talk to for a while, and you want to get a few more miles out of it before you have to adios. So I could see that would be a nice feature.
I really only see the ASP being useful for Simplex. I mean, yes, it allows it'll stretch out your receive a little bit more. However, that does not fix the repeater's receive. and that could be either better or worse than your mobile receiver. And it really depends on the situation. Like, if the repeater hears better than it talks, then maybe it'll be helpful. But if it's a balanced repeater and it starts getting a little fringy and you turn that ESP on, you might be able to hear it a little bit better, but that doesn't help the repeater hear you better.
Okay, well, that would make sense. I don't know. I guess I would probably try to use it anyway. You know, I'm just curious. You know, it's interesting right now. What, Yaesu only has that UHF, or the 5-can, UHF, VHF, and C4 FM. They don't have a more moderate or less expensive C4 FM, either just 2-meter or dual band.
Yeah, I really don't know why they keep releasing analog-only radios. The FTN-150 is a pretty neat radio. It would be even cooler if they put Fusion on it. Why they didn't, I don't know. But there's really not a downside to adding Fusion to the radio, because if it does analog just fine, cool. If it has the added benefit of having Fusion on it, even more cool. And, yeah, I really don't know why they're making analog-only radios still. Because the Fusion-capable radios still do Fusion very well. And, yeah, it just doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. I mean, the 150 has the ASP. You can get the ASP on it. And there are other single bands, the VHF radios, I think it's the 3185 and 3165, and those are 65 and 85 watt radios respectively. Those also, you can also get those with the ASP in them. However, they're not fusion capable either. So, I'm not really sure what's going on over there. What they're doing is not making a whole lot of sense, but, oh well.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same mind, although I heard that, or I was told the official statements is parts availability. Now, I don't know, do they need special parts to do C4 FM versus just analog? You know, and they released, 3 UHF, VHF, or some in that category, but none of them are fusion.
I mean, it must not be that hard to get a hold of the hardware, like the modem for the fusion bit, because it's still on the STM510. So, I don't know, it's interesting. Hey, DMH Mobile.
And YSS, yeah, it's kind of a head-scratcher, and then it's like they introduced the 200 and 300, and they sold them out, and no more, not making them, but I've heard, like I say, that was parts availability. Okay, why don't you, as you seem to run out of parts real quick, maybe make sure you've got some sort of good source and then go to town on it. Because the 400, was that in production for about 10 years?
Yeah, the 400 and the 100 were in production for a long time. And, yeah, I'm glad I got a 300 when I did. S-Hand sounds probably, aside from the 510, my second favorite Yaesu radio, at least the mobile. The screen on it is a little small. The receiver on it is fantastic. I like that I can put the control head on the radio itself, or I can remote mount it. And it's actually, the control head is nice and compact enough that it fits in my center console in my personal car, which is where it lives right now, and it's probably going to stay there. I tried to fit the 500 in there. The control head is just way too big. It's a pretty big control head. it wouldn't really fit in the personal car, which is fine because I kind of like having the 510 in here. I use it more often than the 100, and the 510 at the apartment is staying there. It's not going anywhere. So, but And 200 is basically a 300, but only with a single receiver. And, yeah. I guess we'll see what it's going to move next. Only time will tell.
Yeah, I like the 300. We got it for our node radio. You know, that's it's at my house. It's in the basement, and it connects to the repeater. So we can be on, you know, the Michigan or West Michigan Connect. It works pretty good, and I was thinking, okay, you know, thinking maybe we should get a second one of these. We could have it for multiple use. One is a backup for the node. The other is we were talking about with the canoe marathon when we were going to do the time trials. We were thinking of using digital and see how that worked, you know, since everybody got a fairly new digital HT. And, okay, that sounds pretty good, you know, and we haven't got any new radios for race headquarters for, oh, boy, it's almost been 20 years. But anyway, and then started looking, and, can't even get them anymore.
Yeah, I would turn to eBay or Marketplace. And to be honest, if it were me, I would use an FTM. If you can find an FTM-100, use an FTM-100 as a node. And using an FTM-300 is a bit of a waste. The older Fusion radios are better at that. Are better for that. My 400, it's being used as a node now. And the reason why is because Farm's got all those features. I've got one at home. And whatnot. The 400, the issue I had with it is that when you run it at high power, it overheats really quickly. I've overheated that one quite a bit. And it'll freeze out when you overheat it. It starts beeping at you. I've had it happen twice. That's why I'd have to fiber started down for a pretty long time on that radio. I have to kick it down to mid power. The 500, the 300, and the 200 don't really have that problem. I don't know about the 100. So the thing that really blows is that you can't use like the lower end Fusion radios, like the 7250, the 3200, or the 3207. You can't use those as a node. And honestly, I would think that would be the perfect use case for one of those radios, those cheaper radios. It'd make it easier for some clubs to, you know, get into Wires X. But I guess they just didn't have that in mind, or they're just trying to make you spend more money. So I don't know. I don't really necessarily agree with what they're doing and why they do some of the things they do, but the radio is kind of cool, I guess.
And 8YSS for ID. Yeah, I'd have to agree with you. You know, 400, I got one 400 that I blew the finals out. So, you know, I'm not real, you know, like that's the radio. They're very good radios. I like them. I got the control head mounted. In fact, I got a 400 in here, and it's mounted on the dash. And it's real nice because, you know, the control head's right there, so I don't have to really take my eyes off the road. You know, Murphy's Law, as soon as you stop looking, something's going to happen. Like either Bambi comes out or someone comes tearing across the road, and you need evasive action there. But, yeah, it's too bad they don't have, like, the 100. That would be pretty good because all we need is one band, you know, either as a node radio or, like, at race for our time trials. You know, we just stay on that frequency until we need to change for whatever reason.
Yep, exactly. My Fusion base station before I had 500 actually was a 7250. And there's some things I really like about that radio. The fact that it scans at lightning speed, it's kind of insane how fast it scans. Like, all of the names, everything, riz so quickly you can't even read them while it's scanning. It just looks like a blur. So, but yeah, it scans really quickly. I really like the layout on the screen is nice. It's only a single receiver. The internal speaker is kind of garbage, but I've always used it with an external speaker. And it's nice and compact, too. It's not a you can't remote head mount it. It's a dash mount only radio or something like that. It's nice for a base station or something like that. And I actually loaned it to a fellow ham, KDAWAM, to get him eased into digital, because he is one that says that digital sounds like crap. And I said, here, play with this radio. You have an FT1 that does Fusion. You've got a Fusion Mobile. And he only used the FT1 for APRS. But now he's got a mobile that'll do Fusion, and he'll hop off Fusion every once in a while. And he's really starting to not hate it.
Well, I kind of poo-pooed it for a while there, too. Like, okay, it's the latest toy. But now, you know, if given a choice, I'd rather be on C4 FM than regular standard analog. But, you know, that's me. So, anyway, I better go check on my wife. She went in there, and she was going to get a cup of coffee and relieve herself. So I better check and see how she's doing here. So, good talking with you again, Drake, as always. Take care. Maybe we'll be talking to you here in a little bit, too, because I'll be in range of this repeater for a bit yet. And I don't know if we get to times this afternoon or this evening. I might check out a timing location or two. I'm curious what happened. By the way, if you're curious what happened from the repeater, let me buy a minute. Cameron had put two repeaters up. And I think the second antenna there has been damaged. It looks like the 700. This one looks like it's in pretty good shape yet. At least from what I can tell, standing out in the road looking at the tower.
Okay. Yeah, I think you said something about that, but I didn't really catch the specifics. I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention to anything, so. But I'll see what's up with that then, anyway, so. There you go. All right, John, let you go. And I'll be on the road for the next, a while now. I need you, H-Mobile.
Yep, she just came in and got her purse, but I think I better go in there. I might just smooth things over a little. Any YSS.
Any DMH Mobile. Yeah, last station, try it again. You are real weak. Any DMH Mobile. Any DMH Mobile. DMH Mobile, Indiana.
DMH
Mobile, Chicago.
WGAW, Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey. Anyone out there on the radio? WGAW Mobile, J. Morgan. Golf 8 GAW, standing by. Whiskey Golf 8 Whiskey.
And 8 DMH.
And 8 DMH, WN8Q. Larry here. Hello, Greg.
Larry, what's going on?
Same old, same old. Just picking up sticks from the ice storm. Oh, my goodness. What a storm that was. And what a lot of sticks.
I can imagine. I haven't been up there that way. I take that back. I just haven't been over Harbor Springs area. Anyway, I'm down in Chicago for the week. So I just got my hotspot going up again.
Oh, Roger, Chicago. Got a great clear signal on you, Drake, so I was wondering how you were getting onto the repeater here. But, yeah, we're doing pretty good. We had a pretty day for a change. Tomorrow's going to change. Rain in the day, and I think highs in the 50s and 60s, but down to, I don't know, below freezing tomorrow night, I think 31 or so. So spring just can't quite get here.
Well, you're going to hate me when I tell you what temperature is here. It's 83. And I didn't pack shorts, and I'm wishing I did.
Oh, gosh. Oh, you can't predict the weather or the temperature. That's pretty warm for this time in Chicago, I would think. So, anyway, all righty. Well, I'm going to let you go here, so I just didn't know it picked you up. I had talked to you for a while, so I thought I'd say hello. So have a great trip to back from Chicago, and thanks for the contact here. NADMH from WNAQ, I'll wish you 73, and I'll be clear in your final.
All right, sounds good, Larry. Everyone picking up the sticks. Hopefully didn't have any other significant damage. So there you go. All right, Larry, sound three. WNAQ. NADMH.
NADMH, NADNXP.
Chuck, what's going on?
Well, heading down to Sheboygan for a spotter class.
Forgot it's about that time of year now.
Yeah, we're getting to the end of the classes. I missed the one in Emmett County because I was tied up that day, so they're doing the Sheboygan one. So here you're coming back from Chi-Town?
Actually, the opposite. I just got down here. I'm down here until Friday, and then I head back. There's a new Motorola repeater. It's the I think it's the DBR repeater. It's supposed to replace the GTR 8000. So I get to do I get to participate in a class that shows us how to program it, do all the important stuff.
Well, good for you. Keeping up on technology. Hi. Yeah, I'm sure you talked with Adam here lately. Since last Thursday. A lot of crazy things going on.
Yeah, I heard. Not exactly stellar news, but, you know, it's news nonetheless. Did I not make it on the last one?
Yeah, I copy.
All right. Anyway, so, yeah, we'll see how that pans out anyway. But, I'm finally having time to get back in the swing of things, so I got all the radios at the apartment set up, and I've actually got a few more projects to work on. I got a repeater to rebuild, and when I say rebuild, I mean pull everything off of an MTR 2000 and adapt it to an MTR 3000 and then go reinstall it.
Oh, that ought to be interesting. Mostly time-consuming, right? Yeah, it's crazy, Lance. This storm didn't help things up here, that's for sure. Seems like we're finding things different at different times. But we'll survive it, per se. So, I missed, what's the temperature down in Chi-Town?
Lower 80s, 83 right now. It was about 72 in Holland when I was in Holland earlier today. And it just kept getting warmer the further south I went. And, yeah, I'm wishing I packed shorts.
Well, we had 71 on a thermodinator. But right now, well, it's went up. I left the house, it was 49. I'm 2 miles out of Maniac City, and it's 54 already going back up again. So we get out of town. Of course, 23 is all messed up. They're tearing it up and putting in one lane or two lanes, and they got ditches along the side that you can bury a dozer in.
Yikes. Yeah, I know they've got towards my parents' place. They've got 22, the intersection of 22 and 72 there. It's all torn up. It's all in one lane again, both ways. And, they're getting ready to put in the roundabout there. So, anyway, that intersection kind of needed a roundabout. It was such a mess. It was really not great, but, I don't know. People that go through there all the time are still probably not going to know what to do through the roundabout. It's amazing how many people treat a yield sign as a stop sign.
Yeah.
Jake, is that your phone not working at times?
I didn't catch what you said there, Chuck. It was all garbled on my end.
Well, it shows he's transmitting, but it didn't recoil like it should at the end. So I was wondering if I was even getting out.
I heard you that time. Did you switch to a different repeater?
Negative. Still on Maniacs. I'm sitting here at a stoplight on 23 just outside of town by Mill Creek Camp waiting for the lines to open up, and they did some screwing around and stopped traffic, so we're on our second wait light.
Oh, that sounds exciting. That's about how the traffic light at 72 and 22 is. It's, like I said, it's one lane going both ways. And it's got an insanely basic traffic light. And basically, one direction, traffic on 22 doesn't flow going both directions at the same time. It's each lane goes one at a time. And it gets really, really backed up.
Oh, we had two DOT trucks. And it blocked the lanes, and we're finally now getting traffic coming northbound. These are radio-controlled traffic lights, so I don't know how this is going to work because everything was delayed.
Better than having somebody flag, I guess.
Yeah, sometimes that's better because those guys are walkie-talkies talking back and forth. Well, what do you know? We got a green light. Let's see if we go. Yep, we're going to go.
Yeah, if you start talking bad about it, that would give you a green light.
Oh, we got six trucks here looking at a ditch. It was the painters that were causing the problem. Ain't that nice. Well, looks like they may be paving here on the one side tomorrow. They got it all padded down nice and built up for what it used to be. They had it all tore out last week. It was like 4 foot below the pavement we were driving on.
Reminds me of how it looked when they were tearing up the park with. It's probably about the same. But probably not going to take anywhere near as long.
Well, they're doing this in a crazy way. They got a section out of Mackinac City that they tore up. Then you drive along, and then you come up and they go back to one lane from Mill Creek Campground and then down at Mill Creek Historic Parks. They've dug ditches down in there that were 6 foot deep. They've got the road trees cut way back on the south side of the road, so it's a mess.
Hey, at least it's not summertime yet.
30 days to Memorial Weekend, uh-huh. Yeah, we'll have fun then with the construction in the two directions. So.
At least I got 75 done. We don't have to worry about that. Oh, yeah, and the Maniac Bridge is down to one lane each way. They're redoing the north part now. They did the south part last year, so they're repaving up at the north end. So that's a little bit of a delay. But, you know, it's northern Michigan. It's supposed to be orange barrels, aren't it?
Orange barrels, and yet the roads still seem to be terrible.
Yeah, last month we were down to the kids because our grandson's fourth birthday. Illinois isn't much better. Holy cow, where they tore up. And you know, I've been driving the I-80 since the 70s, and they're always got construction around Chicago on I-80. It never fails. Just never get the job done.
No, it takes them so long that by the time they're done with it, they got to redo it again.
Kind of like painting the Mighty Mac. They're getting ready to start painting again. Oh, well, that's just life. Keep some people with jobs. I don't know, have you been up Gaylord Way and this way since the storm?
I've been to Petoskey, but that's about it. I saw some extent of the damage, but I didn't see the areas where it was real bad.
I'd have to say the Gaylord area to Vanderbilt was really the epicenter, and it kind of went out from there, but Sheboygan got hit pretty bad. Presque Isle Electric was down 100%. That weekend the storm started, that Monday I ran into a crew of 10 guys, came out of Tennessee, and they were heading up to Brutus.
Yeah, I was at Great Lakes Energy in Boyne City last week. I forget what day exactly, but I was there talking to Joe there, and he was like, yeah, the hospital in Gaylord's got no power, and that's my biggest priority. They were dark for 4 hours, apparently. And yeah, there were he had a lot of large factories hitting him up, and they were like, when's the power going to be back on? And he was telling him, I'm not worried about you right now. I'm worried about getting grocery stores and hospitals back online, so you can sit down.
It ain't NXP Mobile. Yeah, you got to put your priorities in line. Well, we were, Saturday I was down to Treetops there in Gaylord for a convention, and we were getting ready to, well, it's supper time, we were having the banquet. Power company trucks from out of state were coming in and staying overnight. So there's still a lot of out-of-the-area power companies working around. It's not all done. Talking with some people, some Lions in the convention, and they said they know people that still don't have power. They're kind of people that live on two or three house streets, and all the power lines are still down. They just haven't had time to get to them, which is a shame. It's kind of hard to live without some power, especially when you're out in the country. You can't really do much. And a lot of people out there, fortunately, do have generators, but there's still a number that don't.
Yep. It was amazing how many poles and people were out of power. I know Great Lakes Energy is still not to 100% yet. They got all their transmission lines back up to 100%, but as far as getting all their customers restored, they're not quite there yet. But anyway, it's quite amazing. Really hoping we don't have anything like that again. Stuff like that is just unprecedented.
Yeah, that was a major factor. Some of these places that haven't got power, their primary problem is the mast got pulled away from the house, and they haven't found an electrician that's able to come out and put it back so the power company can turn their power back on. So there's a number of that problem happening around. But they're saying
once in a 100-year storm. So, definitely don't want to see another one, that's for sure. But supposed to get some storms coming through tonight, so I wonder how many more people will lose power with some of the stuff that's hung up in trees that the wind will blow it out and fall over again and trip circuits. Hoping it's not bad. They were forecasting we were supposed to get something at 4 o'clock. Well, luckily it stayed out in the lake and went up to the UP, so we didn't get it.
Run, sir.
Hey, good afternoon. Name's Roy. Kilo Charlie Golf through the Gulf. I was up in the UP in Gladstone when that went through. It was quite a bit of heavy rain and some thunder there. I've been listening to you guys for a while. Just on my way back down to Cadillac.
Yeah, good deal. That's about what Joe was saying. Is their truck is a lot of the other issues now are just getting lined, the stuff with their mass pipes all fixed up. And the best part is you know, when customers call and they're like, "Hey, my mass pipe's broken," and the company says, "Well, that's not really our problem. We handle everything up to the mass pole, and you gotta put the mass pole in. They'll wire it, but you gotta put it there." And it's real fun seeing how many people get angry about that. Hey, Drake.
Yeah, Drake. Angry isn't usually the word they use. Poor guy at the other end taking the call. It's not fun. Well, there's a bunch more trees that have come down along 23. There's bigger piles of sawdust today than what there was Friday. So, Drake, I got to get out of here. I'm just getting into Shibuya. And you can go with the gentleman coming out of the UP going down to Cadillac. Hope you have a safe trip, sir. And the rain stays off, supposed to stay off until 9, 10 o'clock. So. That ain't NXP.
All right, that's great. Have a good day there. And I'll hand it back over. So I can get your name so you can say you're 73.
Yeah, I think I'm going to jump out here. I'm having some serious internet issues. I was here, I heard maybe the tail end of what you said there, Chuck, and I didn't get a whole lot of what you said there, sir. So I'm going to jump out of here and figure out what's going on. Hey, give me Schomburg.
Good evening. KPHGZZ.
NXPWMEQ.
Hey, NXP here. Larry, was that you?
Roger that, Chuck. Larry here, WNAQ. Heard you chatting with Drake. Just wondered if we were supposed to announce last Saturday. I was expecting to do that, but maybe I got my dates wrong. Over.
Yeah, I put out a an email on that. And we canceled it out until the 10th. Nobody was around except you and me. Hi.
Okay, Roger that, I guess. Was that on groups.io?
That's a part of Larry. This Saturday is a set. Heading down right now for weather spotter class. Sheboygan is going to sit down with Adam to see what exactly we're going to do. Nelson's going to be taking care of the district for the insets. We'll probably do something, but I don't think it's going to be as full as last year, but we'll definitely watch your wind link use if available to get state EOC.
Okay, Roger that. I should be able to send out any of the ICS forms or FEMA. And we'll do, I think I'll do HF this time. I did through the PHF repeater last time, but just think I'll try HF this time. But anyway, I heard you say you're heading in Sheboygan, so I'll let you go. Good to hear from you. We'll say 73, and I'll be clear on your final NXP from WNKQ Portable.
Okay, Larry, fine business. Yeah, I'll let you know here in a day or two what's going to go on. Per se, following through with everything, there's quite a measle for this thing. It's long. I've also got other duties, unfortunately, that day, so we'll see what and how long we go. But Nelson's got a lot of work. He knows what's going on, and he'll be feeding us information the whole time. So, okay, we'll talk to you later. Have a great evening. Stay dry. Hi, hi. N8, NXP.
All right, everybody. RTM. Okay, that's PW from W8RTM, your own channel. Testing.